Exciting tonight on Australian TV, and it kicks off at 7:30 on WIN, of course, WIN TV here in Mildura. I'm talking about The Bachelorette, the final decision, and it happens tonight with the gorgeous Sophie Monk, one of my all-time favourites. I love this man with a passion. I'm a big fan of his, have been for many years. I'm talking about Osher Ginsberg. Very good morning to you, Osh. How are you, buddy?
Morning. Good morning, Matt, man. Great to talk to you, and always fabulous. Every time I'm on Studio 10, I sing that song to myself when I'm looking at Ida.
Now, mate, this is going to be a fantastic show tonight. Very emotional last night. Got to feel sorry for Apollo.
Well, he really needed to pull a rabbit out of his hat at that moment. I mean an actual rabbit as a magician. You know, he said, you know, I want to hang upside down, string straitjackets from helicopters for the next 4 years. You don't say that to a 37-year-old woman who wants to start a family, Apollo, you silly man.
That's exactly what I thought, too. He certainly sort of like missed his opportunity there. There's no doubt about that.
I'm sure he'll be okay. But tonight, Sophie and me and the Stu and Jared and about 60 crew, we all go off to Fiji for a romantic rendezvous with just Sophie and Jared and Stu and 60 crew.
Now, mate, I know you reasonably well, and I'm just curious, you know, when it comes to the rose ceremony and you can come in, look all serious and everything else, how many takes does that take you?
Only ever one. Only ever one.
Yeah, amazing. It really is a fantastic show. It's been a great season. I've got to say congratulations to you because, as we know, you host The Bachelor. You also host The Bachelorette. I love the work that you do, mate. You do it, obviously, with a passion. You're very passionate about what it is.
I'm very grateful to do it, man. I used to be unemployed. And so, if you remember, and before that, I was a roadie. So I lifted very, very heavy PAs up and down the front steps of incredibly stupidly constructed RSLs around Australia that for some reason have the stage on the third floor. And so I never forget how difficult it is to be lugging a quad four-way out of a gig at 4 a.m. and then every time you get to go to work and not do that, you're bloody happy to be there. And particularly with this show, because I get to go to work and help people fall in love, which is really nice, especially with someone like Sophie, who I've known since she started.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I was only a few years older than her. I'm only 6 or 7 years older than her.
And back in the days of Bardot, mate.
She was a kid when she showed up for Bardot. I think she was barely 18. Mm. And, you know, it's really nice to have, you know, seen her throughout my career. And now here she is telling someone she loves them. That's bloody nice.
It certainly is, mate. She's absolutely stunning. There's no doubt about that. Whoever ends up with Sophie, whoever she chooses tonight, is a very lucky man. So Jared and Stu, and I'm tipping Jared to take it out tonight.
Okay. Can't give you anything on this one.
I know you can't. But that's who I'm tipping to take it out tonight. And 7:30 tonight on the WIN Network, it's The Bachelorette with the gorgeous Sophie Monk. Thank you, brother.
See you, mate.
Osher Ginsberg and The Bachelorette. It really is a fantastic show. Make sure you check it out tonight. It's going to be a whopper.